Allison.
Evan.
I'm not ashamed of crying in front of people. I'm proud of it.
What a weird line from last night's 3-hour episode.
Which, honestly,
didn't need to be 3 hours.
I don't understand why it was 3 hours.
And we have 2 more hours to watch tomorrow.
2 more. And we're going to hit you up with another podcast later this week. This is the first one that we're doing.
But first, us. This is Batch Please. Welcome.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
I'm Allison Gunnell.
I'm Evan Delaney.
And welcome to our first episode of the week. As Evan mentioned, we'll have 2 kind of mini episodes because so much content.
Isn't it weird that we have a mini episode for a mega long episode?
Man, 5 hours is a lot for 1 week.
Yeah, we're actually trying to help you guys cut down on your Bachelor content.
Yeah, if you don't want to watch it at all, just listen to us instead. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll give you the lowdown on what happened.
But man,
I guess we should just start with Alea's quick in and out.
So weird. So weird. Like, I don't even know why Peter was so adamant to give her a group date rose if literally 12 seconds later he was going to make her leave again.
He's incredibly indecisive.
It is painful. It is painful.
Because he's always about, like, flavor of the minute. So, like, whatever's in front of him, he's
like, I honestly think,
yes, I want this for life.
I think that's 100% it. And the truth is, he only really cares about Hannah B., who's not there.
Yeah. So Alea, he has this conversation with her. Basically, he realizes all the drama that's going on around him,
which is ridiculous.
And basically just like, I don't know if I want this. I'm surprised the girls didn't have like a mutiny. They almost did, I guess.
I
guess if she stuck around, maybe it would have happened.
Because he let her go.
I'm kind of upset that she went home, to be honest with
you. I know, you were a big Alea fan.
Like, I wanted,
in terms of the dramatics,
I wanted her to be there as a villain. I think, like, it would have been off the rails this season. But also, I think, like, 10 people would have left on their own. So maybe,
which maybe wouldn't have been a bad thing, because I'm going to be completely honest with you. I was just having this conversation. I think I can't stand 85% of the people.
Wow.
I think this is the one of the worst casts of women on any season of The Bachelor that I've seen.
Who do you like the most? Who's likable?
The honest to God, only people left, which we'll talk about who left and everything. The only people left that I like are Madison.
Yeah.
And Kelly.
Wow.
I liked Lexi. I don't think Lexi got a fair shot. But that's it. At this point, I don't really like any of those. I kind of like Hannah Ann, to be honest.
I kind of like Hannah Ann.
Other than that, I'm kind of out on literally everyone else.
Well, more than likely, one of these girls has to be the Bachelorette.
Not necessarily.
Correct? But
not necessarily.
If we're following the formula.
I don't think we can, because I don't think there's enough. As of now, I mean, we're already pretty far into the season. There's only, what, 10 people left?
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's right. And there is no front runner at all to be a Bachelorette yet.
I would say the closest is Madison.
Yeah, the closest. But even that, I mean, Madison, I don't know that she
and
would
I'm telling
be either.
You, if it is Madison, I am fast-tracking my application.
Yes, Madison's a catch.
She's a catch. And
I love her.
Like, we'll just play basketball together all the time. It'd be
wow,
so fun.
Can
She'd
even
dunk
imagine
all over me.
She would absolutely
I wouldn't care.
Dunk on you for sure.
She's way better than me. So Alea's gone, and then we get to the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
Deandra, Savannah, Kiara, all people. What I'm also noticing with this season is, like, I can't keep track of who half of these people are.
Wait, okay, so the first rose ceremony.
Yeah.
Who left? It was Deandra?
Deandra, Savannah.
Savannah.
And Kiara.
And Kiara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who just, like, huh? Who?
Which,
what?
Like, fine.
I also could have.
Deandra was like, I'm in shock. I am blindsided. I can't believe this.
I think she did say it.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay.
I said, Deandra said.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm shocked. I'm blindsided. I can't believe this is happening. I'm just in shock. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
You didn't have a one-on-one date. You didn't get any group date roses. You never really had much time. Why are you so surprised?
Yeah, I don't know. But
whatever.
Those guys missed out on the trip to Costa Rica.
Which I think it's a weird jump because I feel like usually there's at least maybe like a couple in the country places before they go out of town.
Yeah.
So it was weird that
I mean,
it was
you
like,
kind of like maximize your fun in Cleveland.
It was weird that they went Cleveland, Costa Rica,
yeah,
like right back to back versus like spending a little more time in the country before going overseas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And really, Costa Rica is
not
overseas. Technically
overseas. It's
just
not overseas.
Traveling down south a little bit.
down.
You ever been to Costa Rica?
No, I have not.
I haven't either, but it looks beautiful.
It looks gorgeous.
Costa Rica, from just like my general knowledge of Costa Rica, is a pretty dope place.
It looks amazing. I did look up last night, actually, how long the flight from Cincinnati to Costa Rica is.
How long is it?
It's about 6.5 hours.
Oh, totally worth it.
Not terrible.
Interesting. I know. So we get to Costa Rica.
Stay tuned. We're going to do an episode from Costa Rica.
Yes, from the volcano.
What if we travel to all the places they traveled to do like on-site episodes of the podcast so we can like immerse ourselves in where they had their group dates?
I'll have to look at our budget.
Yeah, if we had the budget for that.
But I think we can squeeze it in.
Yeah, you think so?
I think we can do it.
Probably to Cleveland.
Yeah, we're going to drive there.
We can do that, yeah. We can drive to Cleveland.
And we have to carpool and stay at my friend Ryan's house.
Yep, that's exactly what we would do.
So the first thing we notice, besides the stunning beauty of Cleveland is beautiful, of Costa Rica, is Peter's got a little stitches.
What
a dingus.
Dingus.
This guy is the biggest, like, klutz, both in the way that he goes about relationships and just physically moves.
So they show him, like, get into the golf cart, hit his head on the golf cart, and then in turn hit his head on a glass he was holding, and he needed 22 stitches.
Like,
oh, man.
How does that – that is a comedy of errors.
I mean, 22 stitches is pretty big deal. Like, that's a pretty big...
This man's flying planes.
And he's just, like, it looked like a kind of a little Band-Aid looking thing. And he was, like, ready to go. And I'm like, really?
And the security... The security footage is gold.
Oh, like, hysterical.
It should win an Oscar. Worthy.
That security footage should win an Oscar.
It's going to be so impressive that it wins a movie award for a TV show.
It could be the first time it's done.
The Oscars are this Sunday, actually.
They sure are.
So we'll find out then.
You heard it here first, people.
I just want to know, like, what's your most embarrassing injury? What's your Peter hits head on golf cart and then smashes head on glass moment?
I don't know. I'm one of those people who ends up with, like, really, really large, massive bruises on myself a lot and don't know where they came from.
You know what's interesting is that our substitute host Courtney Shorts, who subbed that one time that you're out of town. She has that same issue. So
all
maybe whoever sits in your chair just gets random bruises.
I mean, all the time. I'm talking big, like, round bruises on, like, my legs that are black and blue, and I literally don't know where. I don't know how that happens.
Wow.
I will say, okay, I can think of one that was recent.
All right.
And it was in November.
Okay.
And I was on my way to catch a flight to Chicago for work.
All right.
And I walked maybe 2 steps out of my house. And it was so icy, and I just bit it. Oof. And I hurt my knee so bad.
I remember getting a picture of this.
Yes. And I hurt my knee so bad, but I, like, had to go for this presentation. That was that same day. So I was like, it's fine, it's fine. And I head to the plane, head to Chicago. And later on, I took a look at it. My knee was so swollen, like, insanely swollen. And then was very, very bruised for a long time. It took weeks.
Still bruised?
Yep,
that was
bruised.
Relatively recent.
No,
man.
It's not bruised anymore. But you remember? Remember how swollen it was?
It was. Your knee was so big.
It was huge.
It was crazy.
Really painful.
It's like it ate another knee.
That's exactly what it was like. What about you?
So this is not terribly long ago. So every once in a while, I'll take walks with a friend, and there's on the stretch that we walk on, there is a like speed reader thing, mostly for cars. Because it's like a 25-mile-per-hour neighborhood.
Were you running to see how fast you could run?
So, like, I had been doing this for a couple of weeks now. Like, I want to see how fast I can run. Hitting about 18 miles per hour or so each time. And I'm like, son of a bitch, I'm going to hit 20 today.
Oh, my God.
And so I take off running. I'm going so fast. I feel like Usain Bolt. And my legs, I lost complete control of them.
Oh, God.
They were going so fast that my brain couldn't function with, like, moving them that quickly. The last thing I saw before I ate shit on the ground was 19 miles per hour. So I don't think I hit 20.
Oh, so close.
I also, like, was just falling and there was nothing I could do about it. So I just stick my hands out.
Skinned the shit out of your hands.
Oh, skinned the shit out of my hands. I actually still have a mark.
Do you really?
Somewhere on this arm. This mark is where I burned myself on an iron.
Nice. Good.
I don't know which arm it's on, but it's somewhere. That was probably my most embarrassing one.
I have, it's not mine, but a really quick one to top both of those.
Oh, wow.
A close friend of mine.
Yeah.
She was.
Does she listen to this podcast?
She better. She tied her shoes too tight.
Oh, geez.
And fractured the top of her foot.
Oh, no.
From tying her shoe too tight. That is hilarious.
Wow. Well, if you have any embarrassing injury stories, just send them our way. This is the side podcast we're going to do.
Yeah, we want to hear all of them.
But let's talk about the first one-on-one date with Sydney.
I have some things to say about Sydney.
Oh, say them. That's what we're here for.
Okay. First of all, the date, I was like, this is fine, whatever. And
we're
just
chilling out in an open field.
Which is kinda, yeah, which was weird. And she's kind of like talking about how she was like really not cool in high school and she like ate by herself every day and all this stuff. Okay, well, come to find out, she not only went to high school with Hannah Brown, hey, by the way, she was homecoming queen, prom queen.
Yeah, that's always the
main
target of
bullying. She was super popular.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you did not eat lunch by yourself every day.
Yeah.
I'm not saying popular people can't have, you know, issues going on, obviously.
Mm-mm,
but
nope, they can't, actually. They're immune to it.
I'm sorry, she did not eat lunch by herself in the bathroom.
No.
And this other girl that went to high school with her was on a tweet rage last night about how she was actually a bully, about how Sydney was the bully, and how this girl was like, it's really interesting that you're trying to show this whole narrative that you were bullied when you literally were a bully.
Yeah.
Things are getting nuts. Apparently she's...
That's what bullies do, though. They just project upon other people.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm really trusting Sydney right now.
No,
at all.
Absolutely not. Peter is because, as we said earlier, he basically just buys into whatever's
in front of
him. No
girl on the season is trustworthy. They're all a little sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah. She would make a terrible bachelorette. She's not interesting. They make out a ton, though.
Yeah, oh like my God, yeah. Him and Sydney, that was the first, like, super steamy, like, Peter and Hannah B. level makeout sex that
thought,
I saw.
Like, they're probably going to have sex.
They might.
They probably did. There's no way.
They can't. They're not married.
Ah, shit, that's right. Yeah.
Come on, Evan. God.
No, that's true. That's true. So
there's a lot of sexual chemistry for sure between those two, though.
Yeah. Well, he said that she was the best kisser.
Which, why would you ever say that on a show when you don't know if that is going to be the person you pick? Now, whoever he picks is going to be like, remember that time you said Sydney was the best kisser?
Yep.
That's so shitty. Why the hell would you ever say that?
I know.
I hate that. Like, come on.
Do you ever watch the kisses and like, I see how that's the best one? Or like, that's really the best one?
I don't feel like I spend that much attention watching the makeouts and like analyzing them.
I don't either. But.
Except for, yeah, sure. Sure you don't. Except for when it's very clear, like there's enough space between their mouths where you can see tongues happening.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
Don't like
I
to see that
like
tongue.
I don't like to see it, no.
You know whose tongue we saw a lot last night?
Freaking
was
McKenna. Oh my God, what was going on with her tongue?
I don't know. I'll get to that later.
That was so weird.
Okay, so Sydney gets the rose.
Yeah,
no
whatever.
Surprise there. We move on to the group date. We have a cosmopolitan photo shoot.
Just add it to the list of group dates where they have to wear skimpy clothes and do
it's
stereotypical
really,
stuff.
You were a little bit behind me when we were watching last night, and I texted you, and I was like, you're not going to like this. I right?
You were correct.
I know
I will
you
say,
so well.
I loved the backdrop. What a gorgeous backdrop.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? The modeling pictures of these women were gorgeous.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, the ones with Peter in it were like, eh. The ones with, like, there was one I saw with Lexi and Natasha that was stunning.
That looked real.
Professional. I mean, it was gorgeous. Yeah. But you are correct. I did not like this group date. I don't like any of the group dates. Can we please have one normal group date? Like a normal activity you would do with someone you were in a relationship with.
Yeah. Ultimately, Victoria F. wins the cover photo. But
which
it's immediately
say,
stripped away.
She
from
is.
Her.
This is the second modeling date that she has won.
She did win the other.
Yes.
One. Yeah. Well,
I'm over that.
Come to find out that Cosmopolitan is
pulled the cover.
We are not going to do this.
Yeah, they came out with an article that we both saw yesterday saying that due to Victoria's situation with her White Lives Matter modeling that she has come to light, Cosmo said that does not reflect their views and they do not want to feature her on the cover.
Yeah. Well, so. and the White Lives Matter is actually like some sort of Marlin conservation thing. But
supposedly.
They also say, but they also say like White Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter. And like these are all kind of controversial thing, to say the least.
Yeah, so they don't want to really take the gamble on that. I will say that completely aside.
That's just bad decision making on her part, and that's bad copy by them.
Yeah, all of it's bad. But that completely aside, I don't understand why they would have put that as the cover anyway when you don't know if that's who they picked or not. Like, that's weird.
I don't know.
It's a weird cover. Like, maybe a spread in the magazine, maybe a feature.
I think it was also only on the digital cover.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Because there's no way that they would have done that on the actual magazine.
I only get the print version, so, like, I wouldn't
I like the physical magazines.
I know. I can't do Kindles either.
No, I tried. Yeah. I got a Nook for a while. I mean, I still have it. But I use the Nook for a while, and it's just something about turning the actual pages and, like, smelling a book. I just... Yeah,
only Nooks I want are my English muffins. I'm going to let that silence just sit there. Okay,
moving right along.
At this group date,
yes.
This is kind of the beginning of when the Tammy and Kelsey beef begins to brew. And it kind of starts, like, we see Kelsey really unraveling a bit during this.
Oh, she was spiraling.
And she's so, like, hell-bent on not getting one-on-ones, but she's already had one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she was sobbing about the fact that someone else got Sydney got a one-on-one. And then
who hasn't had one yet.
Right. And then she was, like, sitting at the one-on-one. And someone, I think it was Tammy, was like, do you not like Sydney? And she's like, no, I like her. She's cool. What did she say? She was like, oh, but she's such a bitch. Or she said something about
something
her.
Like that.
That was like, she's fake or she's a bitch or whatever. And it's like, what?
What are you talking about? And the other thing, too, is like, Kelsey, this is the second time that she's been irrational. The first one being the champagne thing. And Tammy was saying something to the effect. She kind of went on this soliloquy of like, you know, you're a crazy person. Like, it took you, like, you're still crying about this champagne bottle.
Yeah. And the thing, too, about the whole episode is, like, I think that we, as a viewing audience and the contestants, are, like, trying to make it sound like it was a shaming of her displaying emotions. And that is just not what it was about. Like, I think that Kelsey was trying to build a case of, why can't I cry? Why can't I show my emotions? And I just don't think that's really the point.
Yeah.
Because you can absolutely cry.
You can show your emotions, but like...
I don't think that was the point. The point was you can cry every single day, but still have rational human thoughts about the other people. And she was just, it was too much.
Yeah. And then Tammy ultimately tells Peter some things about like, hey, like, you know, I'm a little worried about Kelsey.
She drinks
excessively.
Ugh.
And then Peter, God bless him, says to Kelsey, I heard you had a mental breakdown.
I heard you had a bit of a mental breakdown. And I will say one of my favorite parts of the episode is when Kelsey kind of calmly walked back to the group after that chat with Peter.
Mm-hmm.
So Kelsey explains to Peter, like, no, I was just emotional, blah, blah. And Peter's like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Great. Love it. And Kelsey walks back to the group and goes, so are we going to talk about which one of you said that I was mentally unstable? I was like, oh, my God.
And
so it went from drinking problem and crying to mental breakdown to alcoholic pill pusher, pill popper with and also mentally unstable. I mean, we went all over the place.
Yeah. That was pretty crazy.
It was a lot.
There was some point, too, where I think Tammy said Kelsey, like, cries 4 hours a day and just made me think of, like, she's the clay of crying. He spends 4 hours in the gym each day.
Oh, you're right.
I know.
Wow.
That's a callback.
Could have saved that and given it your clay rose.
Nope. Doesn't get one.
Could I use it as my rose?
Yeah, you can because you didn't prepare for this podcast. Calling you out.
You didn't prepare last week, so we're even.
So delivered great content.
Okay.
Well, anyways, so Hannah Ann ultimately gets the group date rose. I don't really know why. I think because she was, like, normal that day.
I guess because they had, like, a moment and I don't know.
Yeah.
She likes – I don't know. He really likes her.
Yeah. I like her too. One-on-one, the next one, was with Kelly.
Yeah, so this one was interesting. Peter kind of started it by saying, like, I'm not really getting from Kelly what I need. And, like, if this doesn't go out tonight, like, I can't have her here anymore.
Yeah.
And they had kind of a whole day of, like, spiritual wellness.
It's weird.
And, like, I don't really know
and
what
he was buying
was.
Into it.
Yeah, I'm not really 100% sure what it was. Yeah, he was very upset that their candles weren't vibing or whatever it said. I don't know.
Like – if you gave him an eight ball and
candles,
it was like, ask again later, he would pout.
One of the candles, like, burned out quicker than the other one or something with the candles
something
that represented
like that.
Them. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he was very thrown off by that, and that their energies weren't mixing well.
I gotta say, so I came out episode one.
Guns blazing, you hated Kelly.
Kelly. I was so adamant against her. And part of me is still upset that she cheated during the obstacle course. Some things are just unforgivable. But she held her own because he was, like, coming at her sort of for no apparent reason. She's – I think this whole situation is not her vibe, which is totally normal. And she lawyered his ass. Like, he was coming at her, and she was, like, bringing it back to him.
He was roasting her.
Yeah.
I mean, she was telling the truth. She's like, this is not normal. I don't want to be out there trying to – you know, put on a show for you if I don't have the time with you. But if I have the time with you, I'll talk with you. But, like, I am not – that's just not how I am. I want to have some time to myself. I don't know. I think she was just being honest.
Yeah, Peter really wants Kelly to go for it more. And she said something in effect. She's like, yeah, maybe I could be, like, engaged. I just think, like engaged is such a weird relationship status.
So weird.
But, yeah.
And I feel like the people who are honest always get shit on and always end up getting having to go home. And
this show's not for normal people.
No, it is not.
Which is why
because
I worry
every time
that, like,
there's a contestant that expresses, like, I might not be ready to get engaged in 3 days, then their lead is like, oh, my God. Well, then they have to go home.
And the weird
sense.
Thing was, is Peter was so adamant. He's like, I know this process works. I know this is going to end up okay. And I was like,
"Do you?
I'm sorry.
Do you
live through something that clearly didn't work for anybody involved.
No, literally not one person did that work for.
Like, that season was a dumpster
people.
Fire for those people's personal relationships.
Yeah, it was awful. And this one's not looking too hot either right
and
now.
And here he's just like, yeah, believe in it, man. It works.
So, whatever. Ultimately, by the end of the conversation, she was like, I'm willing to try. And he was like, do you promise? And she was like, yeah. And he's like, all right, here's the rest.
And then he was back into like, okay, I love
okay, her. Now I love Kelly. And, like, let's make out. And I don't know. Whatever. They went to some waterfall.
I don't think she would be a good bachelorette.
No.
Just because, A, she doesn't give two shits about what's going on.
No. I don't know that she's really – I mean, I like her a lot, but I don't know if the show
But she's
really
doing, like, the right thing. Like, she's here just to have fun, basically. And, like, I can't blame her. She doesn't seem to be trying to get the Instagram influencer lifestyle out of this. Nothing, you know, seems awry with her.
Yeah.
That it does for 90% of the other girls here.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree completely.
So they're all huddled back at the Costa Rican mansion, whatever it is.
Yeah, and a lot of the girls are like, I didn't get time. I want time. I didn't get time. And then out comes Chris Harrison to let them know they will not get any time.
Was it before or after Kelsey just
stormed
over there?
Oh, it was after Kelsey. So before, it was while Kelly was on.
Yeah,
it was
right
after Kelly's one-on-one date, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then
time works weird.
Yeah, I don't know how time works there. Kelsey was like, I got to go talk to Peter. I got to go clear the air.
Yeah.
So she goes over there. Honestly, I think with pretty decent intentions to just kind of be like, look, I just want to clear the air. I do not have an alcohol problem. Yes, I was emotional. I don't know what other girls are saying, and I don't want to be part of that drama, but, like, here's the truth, whatever. Peter, of course, was like, oh, my God, I love you. That's fantastic. Let's make out. This is so great. And then he randomly has a rose, and he's like, you know what? I don't
Which
even need to wait till the rose ceremony.
Literally out of his butt.
Out of his butt.
He pulled out a butt rose.
And he goes, I don't need to wait till the rose ceremony to know how I feel about you. Here's a rose. And she was like, oh, I truly do not think she went there with that intention, because that's not like a normal thing to happen.
No.
I mean, I think she went to kind of clear her name. But
and
like,
she came back
weird.
And like presented it well. She's like, I don't want to hide this.
Yeah, which I thought was good.
Didn't
like, I just
want
to let you guys know I went over there to talk to him and this happened. And the girls could not have been less happy.
Oh,
they
irrationally also just it now has a there's a huge target on her back.
Yeah, the girls were pissed.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, my God, no, she got extra time. And like, wow, if we could all just go over to Peter's, whatever, whatever. So then after that is when they all get dressed up for the cocktail party. And Chris Harrison's like, nah, we ain't doing a cocktail party.
Yeah. And there's a little more chit chat about, like, you know, the accusations between Tammy and Kelsey.
Some of the other girls actually came to Kelsey's rescue when Tammy was like, I never said that you took pills. And I think it was Lexi and somebody else.
Sydney.
And Sydney, who were like...
But Sydney kind of like...
Sydney went
had
hard
some claws
in, yeah.
there, and it made me...
But they
me,
were like, you absolutely did say that.
I'm not talking white claws.
Nope, we're talking regular claws.
Yeah, regular
which
claws.
Which didn't make me super surprised about the bullying thing I found
no,
out later based on how hard she went.
Relatively on brand.
But they were like coming to Kelsey's defense, even though they don't really seem to like Kelsey that much, being like, no, you absolutely told us that. Like, don't lie.
Yeah, I definitely think Tammy crossed a line. I don't even know when or where she did it. I think it was
you cannot accuse people of having alcohol and drug problems. You can't.
I think it was the pill stuff that kind of did it for me. I was like,
yeah, you cannot accuse.
It was ultimately her birth control.
She said, "I'm on birth control and something else."
Yeah,
I don't even remember.
I don't know.
You can't do that. You can't accuse people of being addicted to drugs and pills.
Yeah,
like that's not something you can just throw around. That's not. Okay, and I think Tammy got herself caught in a little bit of a web of lies, mm-hmm. not a good one. And I'm out on Tammy.
I'm still, very I'm like, out. I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
I'm 100% both feet absolutely out
I
on
think
her.
She just miscalculated.
No, I think she's something. Trying to be too calculated, and that's the problem, and she got messed up.
I don't know. Well, it's weird because she has seemed to be the most level headed of this season right. to this point.
It turns out.
We'll see what happens after this.
Well, we will.
So we have the rose ceremony, which actually ultimately turns into like a mini cocktail party.
Yeah, which was so weird because then right before he's let go with the first rose, Tammy goes, Peter, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
And she tries to clear her name. And then who else grabbed him after
McKenna.
That?
McKenna.
Oh, yeah. Then McKenna wanted to grab him and be like, I didn't get any time with you. But I really like you.
Which, like, she didn't have to do that. I think she was safe anyways.
Yeah, but... Then that pissed off
Lexi.
And Tammy was pissed that then McKenna followed in her footsteps. Whatever. Everyone was pissed. And turns out, I guess it worked because those people got roses. And Deandra? Yeah. No, she was
no,
in the
No, it was Shean.
Lexi.
Lexi.
Shean.
I think that was it.
Yeah, Lexi and Shean. Those were the two that got sent home. Neither very surprising.
Mm-mm.
I didn't feel like he probably had that strong connections with either
no.
of them.
Now, do you think... Both Tammy and McKenna were going to be safe regardless.
I think McKenna definitely was going to be safe regardless.
Yeah.
Tammy, I don't know because I honestly thought like based on how he was talking with Kelsey and how into Kelsey he is, I thought he would have sent Tammy home.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting. I definitely think McKenna was safe though.
What about Tammy though? What do you think?
I think she was safe too.
Do you? I'm not sure.
I don't know. She like there's something interesting about her that I think that he wanted to
a
keep
too
around.
Snaky now.
Yeah, we'll see. There's a lot of them. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Good.
Talk about Paradise for a little bit, and we'll do our roses. What? All right, we mentioned it last week. We want to talk about who from this season do we think mm-mm. is most destined for Bachelor in Paradise.
I definitely think McKenna.
Yes.
McKenna will definitely be there.
Alea's million percent.
Already in Paradise.
Yeah,
she's
like
there.
Getting her beach, like she's laying out right now.
Kind of depends on where the drama nets out, because I can see maybe Tammy.
I can
maybe
see Tammy.
Maybe Hannah Ann.
Probably.
If Madison doesn't win, maybe Madison.
Yeah. I think that might, maybe Natasha.
Yeah,
because she, I feel like
she's
willing to be confrontational and like say... She'll be a good narrator, I feel like.
Yeah, I can see Natasha. I think that's it right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's it right now.
Do you think Madison will make a better Bachelorette or a better Paradise?
I don't think
fixture?
I've seen enough of her personality to know if she would be a good Bachelorette.
Okay.
Like,
but she's
I like
so genuine
her.
And real.
Yeah, which is why I don't know that she could be a Bachelorette. I mean, I just don't know that she's got like Hannah B was so different that it worked. And I don't know that Maddie, like, I like Madison. I just don't know if she's Bachelorette.
Yeah. I also think Kelsey is destined
for
Paradise.
For sure.
Like, she's,
for sure.
Yeah. I think they already bought her a ticket.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Do you think if Peter doesn't find love that he'll end up at Paradise?
Nah. I think if he doesn't find love on this,
it's Hannah B.
It's Hannah B.
We already
and
know.
And they're going to get married.
Okay.
Maybe they'll get married in Paradise. Who knows?
Oh, we'll see. That would be kind of cool.
That would be cool. I'd like that.
Let's make it happen.
Okay.
Okay. Two roses. So this is a little like semi-fancy bourbon week for us. We've got four roses to give out. Two today, two later this week. You seem very against doing this right now, so I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, first, the Joel Embiid rose for trusting the process goes to Peter. The Philadelphia 76ers did this thing for like 3 or 4 years where they totally just tanked on purpose to get higher draft picks.
Weird. Okay.
And the GM
Let's
at the time.
Pretend that's what the Bengals did.
GM, yeah. The GM said that you just got to trust the process.
Interesting. And that's definitely Peter.
And that's Peter. And then Joel Embiid was a draft pick from that tanking, and he is known as the process.
Okay. I like it.
And so, yeah.
All right. The Hot Mess Express rose, and that 100% goes to Kelsey.
Oh, yeah.
Because homegirl is just not having a good – she's just straight up not having a good time, and I don't see her coming out of her head at all. Like, yeah. She is stuck in there.
Yeah. It's not looking good for her.
No, it's not.
Okay. The next one is the probably gets ice cream all over her face rose. That goes to my Kenna.
I was going to guess that.
Because – like,
because of her tongue.
You only move your tongue around that much if you're consistently getting ice cream all over your face.
How weird was that? Why does she move her tongue so much?
I'm telling you, because she's probably used to having ice cream all over it. That has to be it.
That was weird.
What, the rose or the tongue? Or both?
I mean, I guess both, but mostly the tongue.
Okay, I feel that.
And then the realistic Ron rose.
Realistic Ron?
Yeah.
Is this just, you're just going for alliteration on this one?
No.
Or is this a thing?
It's a thing.
What's the thing?
Like, it's a thing. It's just a thing.
Where is it a thing?
I don't know. Here, people say it all the time.
I've never heard of it before.
Okay. Well, it's a thing.
Okay.
And
realistic Ron.
Yeah. That goes to Kelly.
Kelly!
Because she was realistic. And she was, like, being honest. And it was, like, astounding to Peter that somebody was, like, not trusting the
process.
10-week fall in love and get married process that is not normal.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know what is normal, though?
What?
Is following us on social media.
It is normal.
Where can we do that?
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BatchPleasePod, or you could shoot us an email. Let us know about your embarrassing injuries. BatchPleasePod.
Or embarrassing anything.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
BatchPleasePod@gmail.com.
Talk about it.
Let
on
me
the
say
air.
The email, Evan.
Say the email.
BatchPleasePod@gmail.com.
Not Hotmail.
My God, you're such an interrupter
not
of me.
AOL.com. We should get email handles on all of the email. Like things. So, like, we should get a Hotmail.
What?
We should get an AOL.
No.
We should get a Fuse.
Not managing that. You can do that.
I'll take care of it.
You still have Fuse?
Kind of. I'm like half in, half out.
I know you
I just got a Gmail like maybe 3 or 4 months ago, which was late to the game, which is why I had to include my first full name, my middle initial, my last full name, and the year I was born, all because all the other combinations of my like names and initials were already taken.
Sounds about right.
It sure does. We hope that we sounded just about right today.
And
we
oh my
will,
God.
We will see you guys later this week. Two
Enjoy
hours.
Two more hours
on Wednesday.
And we'll be back here to talk more. Bye.
Adios.